Hey, welcome back to another edition of the Amber Mae and Tanya Joy Show. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome, guys, to the program. Hey, Tanya, how's it going?
It's going good. How's it going with you?
It's going great. It's going great. So I'm excited. We're going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart, something that our show, my particular show, the Amber Mae Show, has been focusing on lately, and that is the medical kidnapping of kids. And there's a documentary that came out, so that's what I am interested in talking about. But you know how it goes. You and I always find other things that kind of go along with it, and the show has a show of its own. Like, God did it that way. We always find a way to make this show powerful, and God leads it. So,
yep.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited. But here we go. Well, welcome back to the Amber Mae and Tanya Joy Show. I am so excited. So many fun things and exciting things have been happening to you. You've been able to travel a lot and speak at different events. God is using you in big ways. But before we get into our show, do you have your slipper?
I have slipper my shoes check. On.
Slipper check. I got my MyPillow slippers. They're so comfortable.
Yes. In fact, do you know what? I need to get a new pair. Mine are finally starting to break down after a year and a half.
Wow.
Barely. Just That's starting. Good. And That's they've been good. Washed two times. Well, maybe more than two times, but they've been washed. Like, I throw them in the wash and they've held up. And now a year and a half later, they need to be replaced. I got to get new ones.
What I want to buy, because it's sunny Arizona, I want to get their sandals or their flip-flops. I want to get those. So that's what I'm going to be ordering soon. So if you want to order anything, you just go to mypillow.com and use promo code B4A or Amber, and you can get up to 66% off. So check out the sales at mypillow.com. Promo code B4A or Amber at checkout.
Awesome. Yeah, they're the best.
So I want you guys to make sure you like, share, and subscribe to this show, especially because I have no words. It's been really heavy on my heart. I watched this documentary. It just came out on Netflix. And I had interviewed one of the ladies that is featured in this film, and she's featured at the end of the documentary, because at the end of the documentary, they highlight several parents that has had their kids medically kidnapped. And it's a whole thing. CPS has a whole thing of child custody issues. And they don't go after what we had always thought all along, that they only go after the bad parents that abuse the kids. No, they go after, they accuse parents falsely. Yeah. They provide false documentation. And you're like, no, this is America. Can I just say Donald Trump and the Steele dossier, the fake document that Hillary Clinton paid for to have Donald Trump accused of Russia collusion? Yeah, it happened to the president of the United States. And it can happen, and it does happen on a regular basis to you and I.
Yep.
The difference between Donald Trump is he was a president and he has more notoriety than you and I, and his pockets are a lot deeper than you and I. Not that it's fair, but I just want you to know it's happening not only to people like us, but it's also happening to anyone that opposes them.
That's right.
And Donald Trump is one of their biggest threats. They don't want him to win because he's not a controllable asset. Have you noticed that every president up until now, it didn't matter, Democrat or Republican, it didn't matter. Whoever was going to be president was a controllable asset to them. They were just a puppet. It didn't matter who won. Then Donald Trump comes into office and suddenly it changes. And so this documentary on Netflix, it's called,
is it the one you sent me?
Yeah, it's called, I want to get it right. It is called, helping my, oh man, why did I screw that up? Helping Maya.
Look and see. I'm sure I've got it in here because you sent me the link.
Take care of Maya. So professional of me to forget the name of the documentary. And I stayed up late last night. I didn't go to bed till midnight because I wanted to like have it quiet in my house. So I don't recommend doing that. Please don't do it late at night because you won't be
able to. It really messes you up. Then you can't sleep at all.
Totally messed me up. Yeah. And I can't stop thinking about what this person went through. Right. So the documentary really, the trailer I'm going to show you right now doesn't fully go into the breadth of this video. This document, I mean, I have never seen documentary so well done as this one. But I'm going to play it and then we can talk about it because Tanya, I know about this stuff. I've been interviewing. I have a whole page on my website dedicated to child safety.
Right.
You go to the resource tab at the
your resource tab is amazing, by the way.
Oh, thanks. That's a big compliment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You go to the resource tab at theanimeshow.com, you're gonna find these links. Because anytime I see something in the media at all printed, I will go ahead and copy and paste and put it on my website. And I try to keep up on it. It's not easy, as you know, Tanya. We're both very busy women.
No kidding.
So it's not easy to keep up with your website, but I'm trying really hard to do that because I want my website to be a resource for people to see what is going on, and then they can prove it to themselves. I'm like, there's documentation. What we are saying, what me and Tanya say, is not made up. It's
right.
You can see it for yourself. And so if you go to the resource tab, you're going to see all kinds of articles, and they are heartbreaking articles.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play this clip and then I'll talk a little bit about the movie. I can't believe how much it just messed me up. I know about this and it still messed me up.
We build a family with love, honesty, trust. We as parents tried to do the best we can for our children. You do everything for them. That's what Beata and I did. But there's nothing that could prepare me for what I went through with my family. Nothing.
Wow.
So to give you a background, the mom was a nurse.
And you had one of them on your show? You had her on the show?
I wish I had her on my show.
Okay.
No, I had, okay, there was a mom who came on my show a few weeks ago, and her name was Lorena, and she wrote a book about her story, about her kids getting taken.
Yeah.
And she was featured on this documentary at the end. She's one of them. So at the end of this documentary, they showed several families across America that this is happening to. That way it really drives home that it wasn't a single event. And so one of the ladies that is featured at the end of the movie was on my show. So she was on my show twice, actually. So I had her on a few weeks ago and then I had her on just recently and she's on twice. And God took something horrible that happened to her and he changed something for good. And people reach out to her and families reach out to her because she got to have her family back. She got to have her kids back. And that's not true for a lot of families.
Right.
That's what kills me the most. I mean, you're a mom, I'm a mom, and we just have this tender heart for any family that has their kids. Cause we both know how precious our children are.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're that precious to us, they're, you know, those parents, like I want to cry just thinking about how much this video just tore me up. So I hope everyone will go and watch it. It's, on Netflix and it's called Helping Maya or Saving... Oh, why did I screw that up again?
Saving Maya or Taking Care of Maya.
Taking Care of Maya. Yeah, Taking Care of Maya.
So it just came out yesterday.
It just came out, yeah. And so the kicker is you're not safe even if you're a physician.
Right.
You're not safe if you're a nurse, because the mom was a nurse. So the background story is their daughter had this illness that caused severe pain. Severe pain. Just the lightest touch was like cutting her skin, and it made her inability to walk. And they finally found a physician that was able to help them and their daughter. And she was actually getting better.
Wow.
They finally got the treatment. She was getting better. And then she went into remission, and it was really bad, stormy out. So they took her to a children's hospital. And the mom, who's a nurse, was saying, this is what my daughter has. She needs this particular drug. And the physicians and the nurses were so upset with them.
Yeah.
They thought she has Munchausen syndrome.
The one
where, like, you make your kids sick on purpose to get attention. I'm like, just because this medicine wasn't, like, the most popular medicine, and it can be dangerous. But when you have this illness, this is the only medicine that these physicians have found to work.
Yeah.
Her own doctor called in. It didn't matter. Jeez. It was almost like there was a set agenda, and it didn't matter what the parents said, they needed a kid to take.
Wow.
It was so devastating. And what was so devastating, the worst about it, is they made the mom the enemy, and she had no ability to contact her daughter, see her daughter for a long time. And she finally had a court date, and the attorney asked the judge, can't she just at least go get one hug from her daughter? And the judge said no.
Jeez.
And after that, the mom took her life. And after the mom took her life, they let the child go into custody with the dad. They didn't care how badly they wrecked the family. They did not care.
Mm-mm.
And this is why it's screwing me up so much, is because you and I in middle America cannot fathom that this is reality in America.
Yep.
This is
reality. It is. This is the reality. This is the medical world. It's happening at every level. They're now using the medical community to kidnap the kids. So they've already used the education system. They've already used CPS. And think of how many kids are out there who should be protected because they're being abused. And those kids, CPS is ignoring. We had it here local a couple of years ago. There was a little boy. I don't know if you remember this. This was nationwide news, I'm sure. This was 5 years ago, I think. AJ Fruend was his name. And he was a little kindergartner, 7 years old, 6 years old, maybe. And his parents were abusive, horribly abusive. CPS had gone to the house multiple times, saw feces on the floor, wild animals. The kids were undressed. There were bruises. They have this documented, and they let the kids stay. The parents killed him and buried him in a field a mile from where I lived. And they found him. And how in the world that they let go, but then they go and they steal the kids from the families that are decent, that are moral, that are doing the best for their kids. The system is so backwards. The system, the entire system is so backwards right now.
And it's almost impossible to fight the system. When you're that parent, it's the judges are involved.
Yeah.
There's a special doctor that gets called in, and they're a pediatric doctor that deals with abuse. And oftentimes these doctors misdiagnose the patient. And I know, we both know Dr. Meehan. He's told stories on my show where he was called in because the pediatric doctor was claiming abuse of a child.
Yes.
And with his expertise, he was called in to verify. And this doesn't often happen. You don't often get a second opinion.
Right.
And he was called in to verify the abuse. And he's like, there's no other abuse signs on this child. In fact, actually, if you look at it, they just had childhood vaccines, and that's probably why you're seeing this problem in the in for this one. It was in the eyes, in the back of the eyes, wow. to look like shaken baby syndrome. For
when I remember when he shared that on my show too.
Yeah, shaken baby syndrome, and some I don't know if they listened to him or not, but he was pleading with them not to call CPS because there was no other sign of trauma with this child, none.
Yeah.
He's like, you cannot call abuse on this family because there is no other sign of abuse. And so there's these doctors out there, and please don't hear me think that every doctor in every hospital is horrible. I don't believe that to be true. But I know that there's enough of a cabal. There's enough of this going on across the country.
Yeah.
There and you hit it on the head, Tanya. You off air. You had told me that you think they're planted. I do too. Especially after watching this documentary, because this physician that took this child Maya away from her family, she had done it to many, 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 many other families.
Yeah.
And I know the kicker on it. And my friend, the lady I interviewed, the same thing happened to her. So the parents said she has this disease, right? And they're like, no, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. You're lying. The girl was deteriorating. And if she hadn't got this medication, eventually she would have died of blood clots. They would have killed this little girl eventually. If God didn't, I think God's hand was on her, honestly, because I don't understand how she survived without the medication. I really don't. Because her body system deteriorated so much that blood clots would form and then you get strokes and you can die and heart attacks and all this. So I really do think God's hand was on this little girl in the worst time of her life. And sometimes it's hard to see God. I know when I was going through my third miscarriage, I literally could not see any place God was. Yep. I was in the worst pain of my life.
Yeah.
I felt like he abandoned me. It was like not one child, not two child, not three children. And then it ruptured my fallopian tube. I was in the worst place. I can look back now and I'm like, oh, God was there. God was there. God was there. Even in the worst of it, God was there. God was there. God was there. So the girl,
it takes so much time. Like we don't ever see, it takes sometimes years and years.
It was years.
Yeah.
So they build the insurance for the disease the girl had.
There you go. Well, that's it right there. It's all about the money. It's the same as what they just did with COVID and the shots.
Exactly. That's how they killed
all these people. Because if the hospitals can say, we put them on a vent, they get, what did they get? An extra $15,000 for the patient. 15 grand. That's what it's worth. Someone's life. $15,000.
And for the first time, COVID blew the doors on the story because they were kidnapping adults this time.
That's right.
Adults. This whole time, they've been kidnapping children. Now they've been kidnapping adults. And the lady I interviewed,
wow,
they were billing the insurance company for the birth injury that her son had when they were accusing her of abuse. She didn't even know this birth injury happened because the doctor who delivered her baby never even told her they had this condition, even though it was in the medical charts. The only reason why they ever found out about it is because they burned through all kinds of money. They had to sell their home. Oh, this lady I interviewed, the husband lost top secret military clearance, security clearance. He lost his job, still doesn't have it back, still doesn't have a security clearance, even though he's been vindicated. And it was the attorney that really dug into the medical files of this child to find out, oh, all along there was a birth injury. When the mom and dad were like wondering, why does my baby throw up all the time, can't hold food down, is crying all the time. Why? Because the brain was swelling. The baby's brain was swelling from a birth injury. And no one told the parents. And the hospital that kidnapped their kid, they knew about it. This doctor I'm telling you about, this pediatrician that deals with abuse, misdiagnosed, lied about the parents, lied, got the kid taken
away. How much did they get back? How much did they get a cut? I wonder.
I have no idea.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. It's just like, I'm just so upset right now. I shouldn't be this upset, but I am. So I think we need to.
my music? What is that music coming from?
I think we're going to take a break right now and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.
Come on here quickly and show you some more information about the Holy Hydrogen company and machine. Y'all have seen some of our shows, the Holy Hydrogen Show with Hydrogen Greg. This machine can cure over 170 diseases. It can change your chemistry. It can stop cancers from growing. It can help remove cancer. Now, I'm not making medical claims here. I'm just talking about the science, and I want to share this with you. So take a look at this. This is the simple machine, the Holy Hydrogen Lourdes Hydrofix Premium. Right now, you can get $100 off this machine using our promo code B4A. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Go to their website, holyhydrogen.com, check out this product, use our code, and start getting healthy today. You guys, you're going to be so grateful that you did, and I promise you, you're going to have some amazing results. So go there right now, holyhydrogen.com, use promo code B4A, get yourself one of these machines, and start your way on absolute amazing health. See you soon. Bye, everyone.
Welcome back to EmberMay and Tanya Delicio. Glad to have you here with us. And right now we're talking about what's happening to parents around the world, around our country. And it's a little thing called medical kidnapping. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad that it's even a thing and that's what we're even talking about. So there's a documentary on Netflix that you guys have to check out. And it's called Take Care of Maya.
Take Care of Maya.
And
how old was she?
Can you imagine, Tanya, if your kid's taken away, it's young, 10 years old, your kid's taken away, you have no ability whatsoever to dictate any of their medical care. You can't see your kid. She finally was given the right to a phone call. Finally.
I'd go ballistic, wouldn't you? I mean, I would probably end up in jail because there's no way. I would be trying to break in wherever. I mean, there is no way. It blows my mind. And not only that, you think of what possibly is happening to that little child. They're probably being abused while they're gone. That's the reality of what's happening. There's no way.
Well, I think she was being abused because the hospital had the diagnosis, refused to give the treatment for the diagnosis, was billing the insurance company for the diagnosis that the mom, who was a nurse, told him about.
All a ploy.
The physician, her physician told them about and refused to give the medication to the point where she was going to die. And I think it's only by God's grace that she lived, because the husband, the dad, had he lost his wife and daughter, I don't know where he'd be today. It's hard enough losing your spouse. To lose your child is unimaginable. So in all of this, you know, it was a horrible thing what they went through, but I think God showed a lot of mercy to the dad to not lose his daughter too.
Yeah.
And the wife took her own life because of the grief that these people caused her. And the attorney thinks it was when the judge said she could not even give her kid one hug, it sent her over the edge. And the attorney thinks that's when she decided to take her own life.
And the enemy, what does the judge do? Do they even care? Do they even, I mean.
He just walks off, doesn't even look at them. Can't even look them in the eye. This is why if you are a judge, you have so much responsibility.
Yeah.
You really need to be praying and asking God to give you wisdom and discernment on what decisions that you need to make, because you're really affecting people's lives day in and day. It is not just a nothing kind of job.
But think about
in your hands.
Think about what we've seen over the last 3 years and learned, and what's truly going on with these judges. They're being put in place by Soros and these Illuminati forces and this Luciferian occult light. I mean, that's what's happening. The AGs almost throughout, I think the last I heard, all the AGs were bought out by Soros. So they've been purposefully doing this. It's horrible.
When you see the documentary, you can't help but think it's by design. Again, I'm not saying every nurse out there is like this and every physician in the hospitals are like, I'm not saying that. But there's enough of these people inside the medical community that can destroy your life. You're going there because your kid obviously needs some kind of attention. And you need the help. And right. Then all of a sudden you happen to get the pick of the draw. You get these, the evil ones that are in these institutions. Because Senator Schaefer, she wrote, I always go back to her, because she wrote this article, a whole thing on the childhood and CPS. And they actually murdered her over it. And I think they took her husband's life too. I can't say for sure, but I can almost promise you they took her life over it. And I'm going to pull it up right now. And she wrote this article, and let me share this with you. I'm going to share my screen because I want people to see this resource tab that I put together.
Yeah, it's so good.
You go to AmberMayShow.com, you click the resource, you go to child trafficking, and everything I found that's open sourced, I've put on here. You have the Liz Crokin with the Pizzagate, the Podesta files. This is a lady who I interviewed, who was also on the film. And her story is just devastating. She wrote this book, Miracles of Faith. Then you have Megan Walsh, whom you interviewed. This is your show, actually. I put on my website. I talked to a woman who was child trafficked because this woman, her mom was a single mom, right? She's really trying to trust that her kid's going to be safe. She can't pick her kids up and take them home. So her kid has to walk from school to home and home to school. And on her way, she meets this lady, and this lady starts befriending her and starts gaining her trust.
Wow.
And then this lady eventually says, hey, could you really help me with something? I had this thing and I really need your help. So this innocent child who she trusts now because they built this rapport takes this kid and sells the kid into sex slavery right here in the United States. This is her story. And I don't know if it was a God moment where God sent someone, like God just changed someone's heart in the second, or if it was a Jim Caviezel kind with this movie that's coming out that everybody needs to go support.
Right.
And, I got tickets myself to the movie. You need to go support his latest movie. I think it's called Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom. I think, and it comes out what, July 4th?
Yep.
And there's tickets all over the place. I mean, you know, like it's all over. Theaters are selling out.
Right. I was barely able to get my ticket. Anyways, I don't know if it was a Jim Caviezel type that I got this girl and was able to rescue her. But anyways, after years of sex trafficking, rape trafficking, it's not sex because sex sounds consensual, rape trafficking, she was delivered back to her mom. This guy who picked her up delivered her back to her mom. Anyways,
it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Like the UN's involved in pedophilia, and Lauterworth Crowder did a great, these are all of his stuff. I just took it from him. He did a great job explaining this. So I highly go to my website, go to the AmberMayShow.com, go to the resource tab, watch that show because he talks about it. He does a very good job, but I'm going to try and pull up Senator Schaefer's article because she did a great job exposing this. So if you go to CPS medical kidnapping, the first link is Senator Schaefer's her report on what she has found when she was looking into the Child Protective Services. And she said that the poor parents oftentimes are targeted to lose their children. And that's when I one of the couples I interviewed, they got their kid taken away from at a homeless shelter. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it, because I'm thinking, isn't that where you go to get help as a family if you're struggling financially? Aren't these nonprofits there to help you get back on?
Yeah.
Yeah. They took the kid from them, from the homeless shelter. So oftentimes they target the poor parents because they don't have the wherewithal to hire lawyers inside the system.
That's always the trafficking. They always target a single parent family you know, where there's something already going on, where the kid is already at risk, a bit at risk.
Because if you're middle class, typically you own a home.
Right.
And you have money in it. You could sell it. You can get the equity out of your home. Most of the people that have gone through that was middle class, they've lost their home. You can't recoup this money.
No.
It's thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands to get your kid. And that's if you're lucky to get your kid back. Okay. You're lucky to get your kid back.
Right.
So being poor. And then she said that all parents are capable of making mistakes, and that making a mistake does not mean your children are always to be removed from the home. Even if the home is not perfect, it is a home, and that's where the child is safest, right, and where he or she wants to be. Now, here's what they do. They will send you on this whole thing, because in the state of Arizona, I believe you have 2 years, and after 2 years, the state can adopt out the child, and then they can get a bonus from the federal government. Isn't that just fantastic? So it's almost like they're buying time, but you have to do all these things. You have to go through all this stuff. The parenting classes, anger management classes, counseling referrals, therapy classes, on and on and on and on. And there's no compassion by the state, and they keep your kid away from you, and they're separated. And this can take months or even years. It emotionally devastates both children and parent. Parents are victimized by the system that makes a profit for holding children longer and bonuses for not returning children.
Yeah.
But here's where it gets really ugly. There are state employees, lawyers, court investigators, court personnel, and judges. There are psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, caseworkers, therapists, foster parents, adopted parents, and on, all looking to the children in the state custody to provide job security. And parents do not realize that social workers are the glue that holds the system together, that funds the courts, the child's attorneys, and multiple other jobs, on and on and on.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's like when you know you can't go back and unknown.
Right.
Sometimes I want to go back in the matrix, especially after watching.
Right.
I already know this stuff, Tanya. You already know this stuff.
But when you see it firsthand, I had a girl on today that I filmed with. She was trafficked from the age of 6, even a little earlier, but heavy by the time she was 6, with the trafficking, like the elite ring, people she can't name that are people we would know in big, high places till she was in her 20s. I mean, it's just... it's outrageous. This is reality. And people have got to understand, we cannot keep sticking our head in the sand because it's too complicated. It's too dirty. It's too messy. It's too painful. Yes, it's painful, but imagine those families. They're alone. I mean, there should be a law. You'd think that they would have a law by now.
Well, I was working on one. That's the kicker. I was working on one. We had it written, me and my state legislator. And if anyone's watching this show and has any influence in government, whether you're elected in any capacity or you know state legislators, please go to theamoreshow.com, reach out to me. I want to send you my bill, and I want you to send it to the state lawmakers that you know or the public officials that you know. This is how we fight back. So I sent my bill to Texas. Tom Renz helped me send it to Missouri. I just sent my bill to Nebraska. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere because the lady got an award at one point in time from Bill and Hillary Clinton, who made the whole Title IV, which gives bonuses to states who adopt out kids.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's going to be, I mean, this is a human rights, the humanity issue. I don't know how she's going to feel about it, but I sent it to her. I met her over the summer. She was a very nice lady when I met her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a God thing. I don't know when I meet these people. Is it a divine intervention or just a coincidence? I don't know. So I just took the opportunity. She knew about my bill. I told her when I met her. She probably forgot all about me because she meets hundreds of people being a senator. But I sent her our picture and she was very kind. And I said, hey, this is my bill. I'd love for you to consider running it next session. I don't know what will happen. I haven't heard from her. She could be on vacation or she could just be like, well, I don't really care. I don't know you. But my point is, I wrote a bill to protect the rights of families. The Constitution grants us the right to be tried by a jury.
Yeah.
Family court, you don't get a jury. Violates your constitutional rights. My bill is a state law that would ensure that parents who are going to have their kids taken away from them get a trial by jury. That's all my bill was. And it just further helps protect your rights. Now, in Texas, they have a bill that they passed a couple years ago, and I took their bill in Texas, and I sent it to my state lawmaker, who I co-wrote the bill with, and I said, would you please run this next session? It really goes well with our bill that we wrote. And all it says is that if a parent is being accused of abuse, mm-hmm. they have to have a second opinion, which should be normal.
Right. Should be.
But in these circumstances, which you'll see in the documentary, they don't give you that chance to have a second opinion, even though the girl's physician was talking to the hospital and saying, this is the treatment protocol. This is what she has. They didn't care. But state law now in Texas says you have to have a second medical opinion. So I'm running that bill in Arizona. Now, that state lawmaker who wrote that didn't know me from Adam. I didn't know them from Adam. But this one lady put us together who spoke at the legislative hearing when this bill was being introduced into the committee and into the legislature.
Yeah.
She put me in touch with that lawmaker. See how God is so good? I didn't know this lady. She found me from Charlie Ward's show. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Yeah. She found me from Charlie Ward's show. And then she reached out to me. And I just have a heart for parents. I really have a heart for parents. And then now she's sending my bill to the state lawmaker she knows in Texas. I've already reached out to them. But now she's also, because it's better because they don't know me. I don't know them. But they know her. So it's better for her to do it than me, even though I already did it still.
Yeah.
You know, so if anyone has any connections with state lawmakers, please, I will send you the Texas bill. I will send you my bill. And this is how we work together. Local action creates national impact. I'm just a local girl who had people come up to me and say, this is what happened to me. And it all had to do with this medical kidnapping. I'm so blessed to say the people that I've met, they have got their kids back. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But my heart hurts for all the other parents who never got their kids back.
Yeah.
Or their kids came back emotionally damaged.
Yeah.
Because, Tanya, imagine, like, you know what it's like to have little kids. Imagine your kid taken from you and put in a stranger's home. How terrified would your little child be?
I would.
They don't know these people.
Right.
The only home they've ever known is your home. And now, because I've known a lot of foster families that have been very good, very kind. They have just the best heart. They just want to help kids, right? Mm-hmm. Their mindset is everyone thinks that these kids are abused, so they're going to help the kids. That's their mindset. That's what they think. When you think CPS and you think the kids, and all you know is what the CPS workers told you.
Right.
And they can tell you a story, a really good story. And it could not be even factual because with this documentary and then the people I've interviewed, These people that worked in CPS that handled the case lied, just like they lied about President Trump. They lied and handed false documents.
That's what they've been trained to do. I mean, that's why they're there. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, that's why they're there. That's part of the plan. It's disgusting, but that's what they're doing.
Now, I'm going to say, I know that God has put really great people to work in CPS. There has to be, because we have a just God, and God knows that there's this problem going on.
Yeah.
And he wants his light to shine in this problem. Yeah. That's why you and I have a call to do the show, because there's wicked people running the media right now that are lying to the people. Do you ever hear these stories on mainstream news?
Of course not.
No, no. So God calls you and I to do these shows so we can hear about him, man. It just wrecks your world. It just, I don't know. I just take it so strongly.
Well, and you're so sensitive. You're sensitive to it because of what you've gone through. So imagine other, you know, parents have gone through these horrifying things to get these children. They're so grateful to have them. And then this, like, are you kidding? You know, I mean, it's yet again, another thing of we've got to save the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We have to speak up and stand up and do something to protect these kids.
Yep.
Because they are being taken.
They're being taken.
And it's our job. I mean, that's like you said, you and I are doing this. There's other people doing this. If our voice can make the difference, if we can bring this to an attention, I will bet you there will be so many people that will see this and go, they've never heard of this.
Right. Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of the things that God is doing in this time with all this horrible stuff that's going on. God's still at work, and we're going to talk about that right after this.
We are here to defend democracy.
The misinformation poses a threat to our nation's health.
Climate change is an emergency.
Democratic socialism.
Codify everyone's right to choose.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, political instability. All of these can have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up.
Hi, this is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Buy gold, buy silver, buy now, but buyer beware. Precious metals companies are not created equal. As a PhD economist, I have been in the financial, economic, and precious metals business for 3 decades. The philosophy of my firm is people over profit. I encourage you to read my bio to learn more about me at KirkElliottPhD.com.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, 401k, and outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets any longer. Call 720-605-3900 or visit KirkElliottPhD.com.
I love those commercials.
We have another thing that's hitting us right now too, right? The CBDCs around the corner.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, that's less than a month away.
Yes.
July 18th.
It starts. I don't know if it's full blown, but I know it begins. The process begins in July. Well, look,
have you seen? I've been noticing when I go places, they say cash only or no cash. I'm sorry, not cash only. No cash. They will not. No cash. In fact, where were we? We were at a venue, a music venue the other night with my parents, and they said, no cash. And I said, there you go. And my dad was like, no, no, that's to protect them. That's so people can't steal it. I said, no, it's not. That's their plan. That is the plan, to get rid of cash, to make it so that you have no choice but to use the CBDC social credit monitoring device that they're creating, FedCoin, that you can't interact or purchase or buy or do anything without that.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying.
Yep.
And then they've got these trade in your cash machines. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't seen them, but I've heard of them.
Those are getting, let me see if I can find a
trade in your cash for what?
For a card. You put cash in the machine, and after, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but it, your search on your computer, have you noticed that those are all going AI? Every time I try to do a search, it comes up and says, like, tries to read what I'm saying. I'm like, no, I don't want that. Cash.
And I know AI lies. That's what's bull crap about the whole thing. Because look at, do you see where it's going? I mean, they're going to use, they could potentially use AI against people who want to buck the system, who doesn't want to go along with what these elite people do, and then falsify stuff against you and make it look real, because these AIs can do that now.
So here it is. Here are these machines. Here, you want me to share it?
Yeah. Do I have to give permission somehow?
No, you just add it to the screen.
There we go.
So here's an example. This is from Axios. Reverse ATMs. That's what they're called. Reverse ATMs. They take bills and they dispense cards as more stores are going cashless. Look, this was April, folks. April 2023. This is what they look like. So you would put cash in. It'll spit out a gift card. And then you use that gift card. A trend accelerated by the pandemic. But states and cities are passing laws banning them from doing so, because some people understand, but basically reverse ATMs or cash to card kiosks are quickly being installed in all manner of venues that want to go cashless without flouting the law or turning away the unbanked. Is this going to be a major problem? What are the, you know, what's going to be interesting with all this? There are many immigrants that work in our country that are undocumented that will not be able to get a bank, because when you get a bank account, you've got to generally produce a license to prove your identity and your address. Now, they don't care about that license when you go vote, but they care about it when you want to open a bank. So those individuals don't use banks, especially the ones undocumented, because they've already been finding ways to skirt the IRS. They use cash. So what's going to happen to all those individuals who don't bank?
I have no idea.
I mean, that's a whole other side of things.
Yes, that's a good point. I have never thought of that. And all these months I've been thinking and talking about the CBDC, I've never thought of that.
Because, and now think of all the millions of people who've just come over the border.
Right.
They may have papers to be here or whatever, not full papers, but they may get here and be here. I'm real curious how they're going to get a bank account. Now, most likely the feds are giving them bank cards, so they don't have to worry about that. But still, what about all the immigrants and all of the hard workers that don't have that? I don't know.
What the future looks like, I don't know. It's hard to fathom that we're this far, this close to the CBDC. You know, I always tell people there's still a way to fight this. There's still a way. You know, there's, go to your state lawmakers next session. Now's the time, because they have to write bills out of session, because by the time session starts, they only have so many weeks to introduce the bills. And if you hadn't written your bill yet, you're not going to have time to write it, to get it introduced in time. So the off season, if you really think the state lawmakers only work half the year, no, they really don't. It's pretty pathetic. They get paid very little money. Out of all the government employees, they probably get paid the least. And they work year round, even though technically they're not in session. They have to be writing bills out of session. Plus, they have to answer their constituents. in session, out of session, it doesn't matter. So now's the time to be writing the laws to ban the CBDC because some states have already done it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Get out of the big banks. JP Morgan Chase, they were a part. Oh, here it is. Let me show you.
You got to get out of these big banks.
Yeah. Let me show you.
JP and actually Morgan. So I could also share this. I don't have a commercial for it yet, but there's an organization I've partnered with. They're called Alias ID. And you can go to aliasid.com and use B4A, the number 4, and get signed up. You'll save $30. I believe it's $30, 30%, something. You save on registering. It only comes down to like $74 for a year. And they will set you up with a way. It connects to your bank where you are. Now, first, you want to be in a small bank, but it will connect to the bank and it will provide a way that all of your transactions look private. They can't see who spends the money. They can't see where you spend the money. And basically it creates a card so you can go to any store and purchase what you need with all of this happening, but they cannot, the problem with this for people to understand, the CBDCs is a tracking mechanism. It's right. Not so much, I mean, yes, we don't want to lose our cash, but it's not right. So much that is the problem. The problem is they're doing it because they want to track every penny you spend so they can stop you and shut your bank off. Right. So this product, for $75 for the year, you get all of this. You'll end up with you can get separate different cards. You can give one to your kids for gas, whatever you want. They will never be able to see where it was spent or who spent it your Alias ID. You get a VPN for your devices. You get a protected email for your email interactions. And you get a special thing that goes on your phone so that you can text. And it turns your phone into a burner phone. Nobody can know who it is who's interacting.
So cool.
It's the solution for this. It is, and they're new, all of this, but go to aliasid.com and then use code B4A and you'll get to save. Sign up for the package. You can sign up for the basic one and then they'll walk you through setting it up. And you got to do it before July 18th because that will provide a way to protect your money so they can't see or spy on you.
I love that. But this is a very great reason why you want to leave JP Morgan Chase.
Yes.
So right here, Virgin Islands sues JP Morgan Chase helping Jeffrey Epstein sex traffic minors. So they don't care. Accusing the bank of pulling the levers in Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes and turning a blind eye as he abused minors at his villa. They didn't care, and they knew he was doing stuff with children, but they wanted access to him and his friends that were doing things to children. And it was like, just don't tell me what you're doing. I know what you're doing, but I don't want to know it. And we'll give you money and we want to work with you. So JP Morgan Chase just had to pay out money to his victims. Praise the Lord for that, at least. But that is one reason why you don't want JP Morgan Chase. Plus, they're involved with the CBDC. Get out of there. Go to a credit union where you have a voting rights. That's the beauty of a credit union. You can vote and say, no, we don't want to have
this. That's where I'm at. I'm at a credit union.
Me too. So there you go. That's what I want you to do. Gold and silver.
Gold and silver. And the gold and silver is what you want to do with any of your excess, you know what I mean? Because there's kind of layers to this because we're going to have to operate within this. We're going to have to buy things. We will be interacting within the system. We will have to. So we need to do it in a way that we're protected, that we can't be spied on. But then any of our excess, like money that you've got savings, you got to put it in gold and silver. Absolutely. You do not want that sitting around.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about what God is doing right now. Okay, from my perspective, what I see God doing, and you're more in tune to what the prophets are saying than I am, but what I see God doing and how he's using my show, and I don't have the biggest audience in the world, but you know what? I'm honored God wants me to do it. I think God is exposing all kinds of things, election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, financial fraud. He is exposing all kinds of stuff. And for whatever reason, God has brought a lot of families to my doorstep. I never intended to talk about this stuff. Some of it I didn't know until I started doing the show. Some of it I did know. But it wasn't my goal to just expose this. And I don't just expose it. But it's, if God's brought people to me, then here we go. What about you? What do you think God's doing?
So the things that I keep seeing over and over again is, well, twofold. One, I continuously see, and I'm feeling it, people are very much at the end of their rope, right? At the end of, can I go another day? Can I take the next step? I've been sensing that for a couple of weeks, feeling like, in fact, I even put a post about it, like, we're climbing Mount Everest and we're almost to the summit and we're exhausted and the air is thin and it's hard. And the point of that is I feel like the Lord is kind of saying, take the time to rest. This is a fight that we're in. It's still got ways to go and it's okay to rest. And when I mean rest, I mean rest in Him. Get in the Word. Get the worship music going on. If it means you have to rearrange your schedule so you have time, that's what I've been doing a lot lately. And it's kind of the only thing that's getting me through. And to go with that, I've been receiving so many different, I'm on a couple of different email lists that send out like a prayer or a prophetic word or what they send. And those are continuously talking about this stage of transition and how fatigued people are, and that God sees it, He knows it, and that we are very close to this transition. And we know it. Like, well, look what we just talked about. We just talked that in less than a month, the banking is flipping over. We've got the Trump indictment. We've got all of these things bubbling to the surface. Like I remember when I was young and we went to see, what is it now? Mount Rushmore. It's the Yellowstone Park with the geysers. And when we went there, I remember you have to walk on the path. You can't go off because they could burst off these, you know, scalding temperature waters. But the thing is, you see them bubbling and you watch them bubble, literally like a big bubble will pop, or you see the water bubbling and you don't know. I mean, they could blow at any time, right? I feel like that's what we're in right now. I feel like there's all this bubbling everywhere and it's going, the geyser is going to go off. It is, because God's word does not come back void. When? I don't know the answer to that, but it sure seems like it's getting closer. And I believe that when that happens, there's going to be a lot of good, a lot of change, a lot of recompense, a lot of vindication, a lot of justification. The Lord has said to me a lot over the last couple of months, He will vindicate His bride. He has said that in the Bible over and over. He will vindicate His bride. We who follow Him wholeheartedly, who are laying our lives down to the best of our ability to follow Him, we are His bride and He will vindicate us. And so I just think we're on the verge, and I'm tired and I would love for it to happen, like, you know, right now, like shut down everything and let's get this over with. But we have to press on, knowing and resting and believing He's not going to leave us. He's got a plan. The Lord already won. He's already got the keys to hell. He already won all this stuff. So it's exciting.
It's exciting. I'm just sorry I was such a mess today. The movie really wrecked me. I mean, I already know it exists, but the story was it was heartbreaking.
It's hard to be having to see the reality of all this. We know it's real. Like I said earlier today, I had this woman on and it brought a lot up in me. And I thought, even though I know this, even though we've been studying this, we've seen this, it's still hard. Mm-hmm. It's still hard.
So I want to thank you for your patience and all of our viewers for your patience. Why this is like sharing all this stuff that I was just so flabbergasted. I didn't know how to portray how I'm feeling inside. And so I just want to thank you for your grace today. Appreciate you.
Hey, it's good to be heartfelt. That's what makes our audience understand that we're real, because they're going to see that and they're going to feel the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again for joining us on another edition of the Amber Mae and Tani Joy Show. We will see you on our next episode.
Bye, everyone. Bye.